This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia has come in an escalation of tensions between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the move a provocation by the Kremlin.
But it comes as no surprise that the Kremlin uses fossil fuels to try to blackmail us.
Polish Environment Minister Anna Moskwa said Poland had prepared for this situation. From the first day of the war, we have been delivering this message that we are ready for full independence from Russia's fossil fuels. Although less prepared, Bulgarian Energy Minister Alexander Nikolov is hopeful Bulgaria will manage with EU support. Bulgaria hopes that alternative routes and supplies will also be secured at EU level. I'm Karen Shamas.
The decision comes as Russia's own economy wilts under sweeping international sanctions and as Western countries ramp up arms shipments to help Ukraine fend off a new Russian assault in the east. A federal judge has halted preparations for the end of a U.S. asylum limit while the Biden administration defends its handling of the southern border. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
A federal judge in Louisiana has ordered a two-week halt to the Biden administration's phasing out of Title 42 authority, which denies migrants a chance at asylum on the grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was on Capitol Hill Wednesday for two hearings where he faced blistering questions. In the House Homeland Security Committee, Mayorkas said,
"We will not lose operational control of the border."
But Representative Michael McCaul of Texas countered,
"I've never seen the border more broken."
The judge in Louisiana has scheduled another hearing on May 13th, which is 10 days before Title 42 is scheduled to fully end. Mike Garcia, Washington.